Vine Streets, downtown Urbana. Information at 384-2444.
In 5 minutes, meteorologist Ed Kieser will be here with a sunny forecast all the way through the weekends. But right now, it's time for AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich has signed a portion of an emergency budget package. He's agreed to sweep money out of dedicated state accounts. But as Sean Crawford reports, he has yet to give his okay to spend it.
Lawmakers last month quickly approved additional money for social service programs and to prevent closures of some state parks and historic sites, but all remain in jeopardy as Governor Blagojevich has only signed off on part of the plan, the portion that siphons money from various funds. A spokesperson says the governor is yet to agree to distribute the money because of legal concerns over which accounts are being tapped. Jeff Schoenberg, an Evanston Democratic senator, sponsored the measure. He says he expects the down economy will force the legislature to consider additional fund sweeps in next month's fall session. But he says for now, the governor should sign what's on his desk.
When people throughout the state are feeling vulnerable and they're hurting and bleeding, the last thing they should be forced to do is being put in a position of serving as some kind of bargaining chip.
The governor can wait nearly 2 months to take action on the remaining budget legislation. He's delayed closure of any state parks or historic sites until late November after the fall legislative session. I'm Sean Crawford.
A proposal to return Champaign County government to a single administrator passed the County Board Policy Committee last night unanimously. If the full board approves in 2 weeks, the county could end its 10-year experiment with dual administrators. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Champaign County is the only county in Illinois with two county administrators, Denny Inman in charge of facilities and procurement and Deb Busey, who manages finance and human resources. Urbana Democrat Brendan McGinty serves on a subcommittee studying administrative structure. He says Inman and Busey were deputy administrators who took over in tandem after the previous administrator, Jackie White, stepped down in 1998.
The board at that time thought it was a more logical division to go with two administrators. That time really has passed, I think, at this point. We're looking at a situation now where one administrator would create communication channels that are more succinct, that accountability to a single administrator would be clear.
The proposed ordinance calls for Champaign County to install a single administrator in December of 2009 after Inman's and Busey's current contracts run out. County board members are avoiding the question of whether that single administrator might be one of the two current ones. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Backers of a salary freeze for City of Champaign Township supervisors say it's needed to help pass a township tax hike to pay for general assistance. Under a resolution passed by the council, the supervisors' pay will be frozen for 2 years, then raised 2% a year in the third and fourth years. The township assessor will receive annual 2% raises over all 4 years. Councilwoman Marcy Dodd says township salaries need to be kept low to persuade voters that the 2-cent township property tax hike on the November ballot will help the poor and not just pay higher salaries. But the measure left a different impression on Township Supervisor Linda Abernathy. She says the freeze and the small raises seem to be council members' way of showing disdain for her and the township's general assistance program for the poor.
You know, the sad thing to me about all of this is they have sort of not valued the township, and I think this is just another form of their method.
Abernathy says she's also detected a racial undertone to the council's treatment of her and general assistance. She says she'll announce later this month if she's running for a second term. A new electric cooperative is ready to sign up customers willing to leave Ameren. New Illinois Cooperative Energy, also known as NICE, is a not-for-profit venture. Leaders say they believe consumers would rather buy power from an entity that's not-for-profit versus one controlled by investors. Chairman Alan Libra says the idea is to collectively buy electricity on behalf of members. He says the aim is to buy when the price is low, similar to building a stock portfolio. He says that means power bills could be cheaper.
If Illinois residential consumers are going to have any benefit out of electric deregulation and competition, I'm convinced this is the only way it can happen. It has to be on a not-for-profit basis.
Libra is also involved with Greenville-based Southwestern Electric Cooperative, which is helping launch the latest effort. Customers who join the co-op will have to pay a $4 monthly fee to cover operations, but Ameren would still deliver the power, and customers will have to pay Ameren's delivery rates, which just went up this month in some areas. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Arthur, Mahomet, and Villa Grove. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35. Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Yeah. And a beautiful forecast going all the way through the weekend for all the homecoming activities at Illinois. It's going to be nice.
Yeah, I think we've got a good one. If you liked last weekend, I think you'll like this weekend. They're going to be fairly similar.
Nice. And the Golden Gophers are going to be in town for the football game.
And they'll be playing under golden sunshine, and much of the time they'll be smothered under orange and blue.
We hope.
Well, that...
Or are you...